Welven to the Pocket Coven podcast, where magic meets mental health. I'm Amber Lenore, a witch and licensed psychotherapist.
I'm Callie Little, a sex educator and emotional support witch. And we're
the coven in your pocket. Hello and welcome to the Pocket Coven podcast. We're going to have a very different episode this week. You will be hearing from me, Amber, in one segment, and then I'll have that adorable little nature interlude that I love so much. You will hear Callie after that interlude. We're going to be talking on the topic of Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is also, in part, the reason for this difference in format this week. We had an episode, we made it, and the void ate it. So, as you do during a retrograde, we needed to reevaluate the situation. We needed to resource a little bit and be ultra creative about how we were going to meet our goal of having a weekly episode. We're very committed to this project, and that commitment means that we have to stretch ourselves and brainstorm around problems like the planets getting involved with your podcasting project. To start us off, I think it would probably be prudent to just do a little defining. I love to frame a topic as well as I can. I don't take for granted that everyone listening understands the same things I do or has the same knowledge base. And with that in mind, this episode really is not about our knowledge base as much as it is about just how we're being affected by Mercury retrograde. We are not experts in astrology. We are merely witches affected by astrology. So keep that in mind. But with that said, again, knowledge base. I'm going to do some defining because I want to be clear about what we're talking about. And Mercury retrograde is related to astrology. Definition of astrology is the study of movements and relative positions of celestial bodies interpreted as having an influence on human affairs and the natural world. In other words, the planets are messing with us, or the planets are helping us. The planets are interacting and influencing us, no matter how you look at it. That's astrology. My favorite astrologer, Jessica Lignato, she does Ghost of a Podcast, which in my humble opinion is the only astrology podcast anyone needs to listen to. Myself, I'm like astrology adjacent. I know that astrology isn't exactly a science, and also, if we're all noticing the same themes and having the same experiences, doesn't our projection of astrology kind of make it so anyway? Jessica Lignato says that astrology is like the weather. If it's raining, you might get wet. You might hate getting wet. You might love getting wet. Maybe you wear a rain jacket. Who knows? It's just weather. It's not predicting the future. It's not even predicting how you'll feel necessarily, but just what the weather might be doing. And then depending on who you are and how you are in the world, you may react a certain way to that weather. So, Mercury retrograde is like weather. Let's do some defining around what exactly Mercury retrograde is. So, Mercury retrograde means that the planet Mercury, which in astrology is the planet of communication, travel, technology, and information, and during a retrograde, the planet is moving differently. If you are aligned with astrology and you believe that the movement of the planets is going to have an impact on you, then a change in the movement of the planets would likewise have an impact on you. So, to put it simply, it makes Mercury all fucked up, right? So that means that travel, communication, information, and technology is going to get fucked up. For the most part, I think that Mercury retrograde is about anxiety. This is a time of high anxiety because don't we have a lot of anxiety wrapped up in communication? Communication is about relating, and relating is about relationships. And who doesn't have relationship-based trauma? And this particular Mercury retrograde is a doozy. It is spanning from May 29th to June 22nd. And during this retrograde, there are also two eclipses. And eclipses are another recipe for things feeling transitional, liminal, unfamiliar. The past comes back up to haunt you. All sorts of things happen. So when you combine those energies, you get a hell of a situation energetically. In Refinery 29, there's a little article I found that says about this particular Mercury retrograde. We'll have the classic Mercury retrograde messages to worry about: travel, communication, technology, information. But there are a few factors that point out to why this particular retrograde may be exceptionally tough to handle. For starters, it's beginning while Mercury is forming a conjunction to Venus. So expect to have misunderstandings within relationships during Memorial Day weekend, which has passed us. Assess, did you have some relationship shit come up then, right? This retrograde is also happening in impulsive Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, meaning that the planet is most comfortable in the sign of the twins. This allows Mercury to reach its full-on trickster splendor, so expect to fall victim to its jokes. And finally, this retrograde is happening right in the midst of eclipse season, as I mentioned, and forming a conjunction with the new moon eclipse that's happening on June 10th, today. The day that I'm recording and releasing this, magnifying its power even more. So there it is. As I've stated a few times, anxiety is going to be high right now. And I have certainly felt that personally and professionally. There are some major themes I'm noticing in my professional work that is mirrored in my personal life. The collective is processing some big stuff right now. What I'm seeing the most is things from the past coming back. Past versions of ourselves, past partners, family members, past anxieties or sorrows you thought you'd let go of are back, and they're right in your face and they are confronting you. And you are needing to hold on to yourself. Holding on to ourselves through anxiety is so, so difficult. Anxiety whispers in our ear that we cannot trust ourselves and we cannot trust anyone else. Thus, we have to fixate, we have to ruminate, we have to spiral. And rather, you are living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder or autism or ADHD or any shade of neurodiversity or not. This is a human condition. There are not people that don't have anxiety. There's a difference between anxiety and an anxiety disorder, which is very much affecting your ability to cope and function and move through the world. But everyone, all of us, it unites us. You might have an inclination to feel like you are alone in your anxiety. And when I highlight all the ways that anxiety touches all of us, it is with the purpose of reminding you that you are not alone with it. Perhaps some of the things that are coming up for you are shameful. Maybe you feel guilty. Maybe you feel like you've done something wrong. And maybe you did. And also, now what? Anxiety is an invitation to show up for yourself. It's information. It's never without a cause, a why. It is not random. Your anxiety is speaking to you. It's reflecting a need. Anxiety that might be coming up during this retrograde around, let's say, relationships might reflect a need to feel more grounded and connected to the people you love. If you're trying to shoo that anxiety away, you might not notice what it's trying to tell you. Or perhaps you have some hypervigilance around that text you just sent. Again, what kind of need is that reflecting? Perhaps a need to feel, I don't know, a little bit more self-loving. Maybe you're being hard on yourself. Maybe you are evaluating every little thing you do out of fear. Because maybe you learned at some point in your life that you're someone that gets abandoned. Our anxiety always has roots in pain that is valid. Listen to it. Ask it what it needs. One of my favorite poems is called The Guest House by Rumi. If you know this poem, you're smiling. It says, "This being a human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome them all and entertain them, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing out some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from the beyond. You might have heard the phrase, you can't selectively numb. Brené Brown made that super popular with The Power of Vulnerability. You can't selectively numb. I'm going to remind you of that. If you want your magic to be intense and impactful, this is an opportunity to practice. In magic, often, at least I know I'm doing this, we're trying to feel better. We're trying to feel good. We're trying to regulate. We're trying to manifest. We are on the sunny side of the spectrum. We're trying to make things better. We're trying to improve them, right? And there is a magic that wants to be in community with you around that. There is magic that definitely wants to join with you in the process of becoming a more whole and beautiful version of yourself. And the darkness, the shame, the malice that Rumi spoke of, you don't get to just dismiss that. That is not how to become more powerful, to become more magical. You do not get to excavate that from your experience. When a child is scared or anxious, the best way to respond to them is to first affirm and validate their fear, even if it doesn't make sense. You're so afraid of that ghost in the closet, for instance. Validate them. Let them know, sure, it's okay to be afraid. You're not saying there is a ghost in the closet. You're validating the feeling, not the content. And then you help them soothe through that anxiety. You don't tell them you shouldn't feel anxious. You don't tell them to just think differently and you'll feel better. You validate, you affirm, you comfort them, and then they realize that even if there is a ghost in the closet, they're safe and they can deal with it. Anxiety is like that. Just this week, blessed Jessica Lignato said, on Instagram, by the way, great page, follow her. She said, maybe stop trying to understand why you're anxious and just start soothing yourself through it. Yes, there's always a reason. And yes, I do think it's very valuable to find the root cause of anxiety. But even after you do find the root cause, that will still not tell you how to live with it. We don't recover from anxiety. We learn how to manage it. We learn how to live with it. It's a part of being a human being, magical or not. Thank you for listening to me standing on my soapbox, really just giving myself the coaching that I need to get through this retrograde, because it's definitely been all of this for me too. So now you're going to begin to hear the sounds of the forest. I want you to take a big breath in with me. You can hear the leaves moving. Take another breath. You can hear the birds chirping. The natural world moving all around you, even if you can't see it. It is underneath your feet. And soon you will hear Callie's voice, and she will take you in to the rest of the episode.
Mercury retrograde highlights the places in our lives where we need to pay more attention. Those little mistakes that happen, those are very human. It's normal to make mistakes. It's normal to have, you know, typos in your email and to have miscommunications and to misread a text and to be kind of snappy. All of these things are really common and they don't make you a failure. What they do is they provide an opportunity to tune in and fine tune. You get to look at these things in your life that don't go the way you want, and you get to say, how can I improve it? So, for example, you know, clearly our plan to work over Zencastr as we did last week We ran into some issues and we worked with it. We rolled with the punches. Amber's an amazing audio engineer, especially considering the fact that we haven't even been making this podcast for a year. And, you know, now this week we tried to record in person to avoid this issue of having, you know, glitching audio. And we ran into two totally different issues. You know, her audio is glitching and sounding crackly. Mine makes my voice sound like a demon. And clearly, there's some stickiness in the web of our current projects that we got to work out. And that is what Mercury retrograde is pointing out. It's not saying you can't do your show. It's not saying you can't have creative projects or you're going to fail. It's saying here's where you need to tighten those screws. These are the things that deserve working on. In your own life, what you can do as you run into, you know, the inevitable Mercury retrograde bullshit is you can say, okay, where did this go wrong? What can I do in the future to make this better? And also, what can I do right now to help smooth this problem? If you are running into miscommunications, feel free to slow down. You know, if your texts are being misread, or if you are maybe projecting onto people's texts, read them over before you send them. Consider sending a voice note instead. Don't forget the power of emojis. You know, add in these extra cues, add in clarifications. You know, one of my favorite ways to send a text that I know maybe has some elements that could sound tricky is to say, hey, I genuinely don't understand. So I'm asking a question. I know that it may sound presumptuous or that I have an idea in mind. I truly don't know. I'm asking. Now, you don't have to say that. You don't have to apologize for asking for clarification. And you can, you know, if you feel that your methods of communication aren't really accurately portraying your intention, feel free to clarify and feel free not to. This is your life. You get to do what you want. As Amber always says, as witches always say, do what thou wilt. And just pay attention. You know, I will say, I think that it's bullshit to say something like, well, Mercury's in retrograde, so of course we're having this fight. Like, sure, astrology may, it may set a tone in the air, but don't blame things on the stars. You know, everything that we do, we choose to do. The things that happen to us, I'm not talking about that. The world is going to do what it's going to do, and we're going to react. And that's all we can control. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we move forward. So, yeah, sure, of course, you have a miscommunication this time. Okay, instead of digging into resentment that it comes up, recognize that miscommunications happen. Arguments happen. We need to be able to move through these things in our lives in order to have healthy relationships. So yes, they're inconveniences, for sure. They're not pleasant. They maybe take more time than what we were planning on in a day. Maybe we're tired and we just want to go to bed, or maybe we really need to, you know, get started on that project. But Mercury retrograde reminds us that, yes, your projects are important because your livelihood is important because you are important. But your relationships on this earth are so integral to your happiness. And rather than rushing to a project to, you know, finish a show or a video game or something that really doesn't have that much consequence necessarily, realizing that making the time for the people in our lives, for addressing the things that come up that are important to us, for fine-tuning those projects that are so worth our energy and our time and our resources. That is important. Mercury retrograde is going to say, look at all these obstacles. What the fuck are you going to do with them? So you have this time to evaluate, to reassess, to relearn maybe. And don't blame this opportunity. Every single retrograde is an opportunity, and don't blame it on the sky. You know, claim it for yourself. Own your power over your life. And again, I acknowledge that the power over your life comes with caveats. We all live under capitalism. We all live in a world full of oppression and pain and suffering and violence. And some of us suffer those things much more deeply. And at the same time, we get to choose every day what we do with the energy we have, with the opportunities we have, with the privilege we have. And we get to make the world a better place. We get to make our lives better. You know, what we recorded yesterday was fun and flippant and light. And I feel like today, you know, sitting by myself, it's much more serious because it's just me talking to the pencil cup on my desk. And it's not sitting with my dear friend, cousin, coven mate, and laughing about, you know, the world being ridiculous. But this message, I think, is important. And this isn't really the tone you all, the listeners of the podcast, usually get. This is more of what my clients get. The grounded Virgo professional emotional witch. And I hope that this retrograde season brings you minimal technological failures. May your typos be harmless. May your phone screens stay intact. And if they do shatter, may they not cut your fingers or your face as you use your phone. May you see the areas of your life that you have power to change for the better and feel empowered to do so. If you are missing our usual funny banter this week and you're really craving some of that, I highly recommend you become a patron because we have over 30 pieces of bonus content. So even if you've listened to every single episode on, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're getting this show, there's so much more for you to listen to. And in our behind the scenes bonus content, we do everything from just talking about our lives to sharing, you know, therapeutic tools, magical tools. We have a show about how to cast a circle. We have deep dives with the guests that we've had on the show. And, you know, there's also like a would you rather game. It's a fun time. So if you're missing our usual banter, I recommend heading over to Patreon, become a patron, support the show, help us upgrade our situation so that we can avoid more of these technological failures in the future. Because as we all know, the audacity never stops here. The Pocket Coven podcast continues to be fully audacious. We have no plans of stopping. Thank you so much for listening and for showing up despite the weird format of this week. I hope that you got something out of it. And of course, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That is the single best way that you can support us making this work over and over again every single week. We do it out of our hearts. We do it out of not knowing how to do anything on the computer and still making this every week. And honestly, it just makes us so happy to read your words and to know that this is not going into the void. It's going right into your ears, into your hearts, homes, and lives. So thank you for those who have rated and reviewed. If you haven't yet, please, we would love to hear your thoughts. So until next week, when we hopefully have a standard issue episode for you, brooms up, witches. Thank you.